I invite you to turn in your Bible to Psalm 64, or you can turn in your Psalter and follow along from there as well. I'll be reading from the New King James, Psalm 64, and then taking just a few minutes to meditate on this passage. Psalm 64. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, and my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows. Bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. God is a righteous judge, and he judges righteously. This is a psalm that rejoices in the righteous judgment of God. Verses 1 through 6, David earnestly appeals to God for help in his specific circumstance. We're not told in this psalm exactly what it was, but you can think through the story of David, and you can remember all sorts of trials that he faced. He went against a Goliath, a giant. He faced lions and bears while he watched his father's sheep. And as when he was king, he faced all sorts of different troubles from the nations around. And in verses 1 through 6, David asks God for help. He asks him to rise up and to judge righteously in his situation. David leads us in a similar way to cry out to the Lord, to ask God to be a righteous judge in our own circumstances. We're led by David in front of the very throne of grace to ask that the Lord would rise up and to fight against those who are enemies of his and who are enemies of the church. David describes the weapons that they use, weapons of war, bows and arrows that they would shoot in secret, snares that they would lay so that they could catch the unsuspecting, and weapons of words as well. Some of those sharp arrows that are sent out, David says, are the bitter words of the enemy. In verses 7 through 10, then, as a prophet of God, David foretells the doom that awaits those who are God's enemies. It's very clear that when anyone rises up against God, that they will not succeed against his mighty purposes. At the end of the day, God wins. And that's one thing that we can rejoice in from this psalm, that David, in his own circumstance, can look prophetically forward to the fact that the Lord is the one who rises up against his enemy and who wins the war against them. Because of that, David can say, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord, even though they're going through times of trouble. This is a psalm that we sometimes call an imprecatory psalm, a psalm where we're asking God to judge righteously. I'm going to direct your attention after having explained some of the words and the setting of the psalm, I want to direct your attention now to how Christ is the subject of this psalm. I want you to think of how Jesus Christ was opposed by enemies. Think of those who laid in wait for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who made plans in secret, trying to capture Jesus in his words. Remember that the Pharisees came and tried to trick him to say things that the people would then rise up against him. The Pharisees came and tried to get him to speak blasphemy, but all they could get him to say were the words of truth, words that turned in their minds against them. That's what David speaks of and foretells. He speaks of the enemies of Jesus Christ even, how they conspired against him and even delivered him to death. But God confounded the plots of the evil. In Christ, the plots of the enemy were to take away the Redeemer, to put him to death. But the Lord even took that most wicked plan and turned it to the greatest good, the redemption of sinners. His death brought many sons and daughters to mercy and to glory. At his coming, we have an appearing of the righteous judge who judges righteously. His will is done, and we're reminded by this psalm how the Lord Jesus Christ has become a great and mighty judge, given all authority in heaven and on earth to accomplish the purposes of the Lord. You might think of 1 Corinthians 15 then in context with this psalm. Think of how Jesus Christ has been granted all authority, all power on heaven and on earth, and how he is bringing all things under that authority until the last great enemy, death itself, is put under his feet. Then he will come and sit on that great white throne and judge the living and the dead. He will judge between the just and the unjust, giving a reward to those who are his enemies, a reward of his eternal wrath, and giving a reward of righteousness and a reward of life to those who belong to him. Because of that, it is right for us to praise God for his righteous judgments, to even praise God for the wrath that he pours out on the wicked. It's not done with any pride or arrogance, but with deep humility, because we know very well that we would be in that camp if it weren't for Jesus' work for us. It's right for us as well to ask the Lord to judge righteously. It's right for us to ask the righteous judge to be victorious. It's right for us to be glad in the Lord and to trust in him, as this psalm concludes. As we sing this psalm throughout the month, meditate on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Meditate on how he was conspired against, and yet how God is victorious in all things. The tune that we have that we'll be singing this month is one that is a little unfamiliar to us, and so I've asked Liz to hum through it in its entirety today. It's 64B, and it starts on the bottom of the left-hand page and goes over to the right-hand side of the page. I want you to listen to Liz as she hums through it, and then we'll sing together Psalm 64. Please stand to praise God.